Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for checking us out. We're a podcast that takes a deep dive into all things wrestling. And man, we got another interview lined up for you today. I'll give you details about that in just a moment. I'm pretty excited about this one. Again, we're Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, a wrestling podcast. We're out of Virginia. We're part of a couple of radio station websites, a couple of rock stations in Virginia, 106.9 to Fox. And also FM 99, and you can find us on their websites under the media tab at 1069fox.com and FM99.com. You can find a lot of the recent interviews there that we've done and episodes and reviews and everything else. And also anywhere you listen to podcasts, search ESPR Wrestling, and you can check us out there. A lot of interviews. We had Becky Lynch on last week. We had Sean Durkin, the writer-director of The Iron Claw, the Von Erichs biopic. He was on the most recent episode. And today, we talked to Brad Baloukian. Brad is the author of The Six-Pack on the Open Road in Search of WrestleMania. And this is the book that entails him going to a wrestling show in 1983 where the Iron Sheik won the world championship. And many years later, he got the idea to track down some of the contemporaries of the Iron Sheik who were at that show, including Sergeant Slaughter, Hulk Hogan, Tito Santana, and the Iron Sheik himself, and a few other wrestlers. It's a fascinating book because he goes into great detail about the wrestlers and their past, and we will bring this up in the interview and everything. I learned some stuff about some guys I didn't know, and I knew a lot of stuff watching wrestling, but you learned something new. And if you're a wrestling fan of that era, you're going to love this book and the stories. And if you're not like a huge wrestling fan and you're listening to me, one, thank you, but two, it's just very fascinating stories because, you know, you get the wrestler as the persona, and then when he talks to them and interviews them, and in this book, you get the person that is not the wrestler. You get the real-life person, and that's really fascinating. We dig into that in the interview as well. Again, we're Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. It's a reminder of, again, we got WrestleMania coming up this weekend, so we got previews coming up, reviews coming up this weekend, a lot happening. So I think we'll have like 6 or 7 episodes by the time, like in like a 10-day span by the time this is all done. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, ESPR99. And then anywhere you listen to podcasts, just search ESPR Wrestling, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that. Or just Google ESPR Wrestling and we will come up and you can check us out. All right, well, let's get into it. Without further ado, the interview with the author of The Six-Pack on the Open Road to In Search of WrestleMania, Brad Baloukian. It's a pleasure to speak with Brad Baloukian. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's good.
Dude, you are like living like the dream that like all wrestling fans, I think, wanted to live, man. When I saw your story, it's like I thought we had a lot in common because I grew up in that era of WrestleMania, in the 80s and everything. Wanted to go to WrestleMania 3. My dad, I lived in Detroit, near Detroit, and he looked at the possibilities of all the traffic, and he was like, nope. But still a wrestling fan to this day. But you are living the story. For people who may not be familiar with you, can you explain a little bit about your fandom for wrestling?
Sure. As a child of the 80s and the expansion of the WWF, I grew up with watching the cartoon and watching Saturday morning wrestling, Saturday night's main event. And this book is a celebration of that time period, of the nostalgia when WrestleMania 1 was just on the horizon. And I actually was a big Iron Sheik fan as a kid, and he plays a pivotal role in this book as somebody that I got to know personally and had some issues with. But then years later, this book is about my road trip a couple years ago to meet up with him and several other of his contemporaries that were there when he became the champion.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, your book, The Six-Pack on the Open Road in Search of WrestleMania. And I know your title has to obviously refer to an incident with the Sheik and Jim Duggan in 1987, and they're a little bust.
Yeah, the famous arrest on the way to Asbury Park, New Jersey. So, yeah, Six-Pack has a number of meanings. It's the Six-Pack of beer they all consume, the Six-Pack of abs that they all were after, and that there were 6 wrestlers that were on the show when the Iron Sheik became the champion that I was tracking down in this book.
Which, by the way, I think is fantastic because going through the stories, and I learned, and I was a Tito Santana fan, I learned some stuff about him I was not aware of. reading the book, you know, especially with the El Matador gimmick, which you go in the, you know, the great detail of why he left the WWF. And I didn't know why. It's just one of those things where, you know, his contract was renewed or whatever else, but that was his own call. That blew me away.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really after in this book is some of the stories that have not been told, kind of challenging some of the conventional wisdom around the history of the how the WWF expanded, talking to new people from the or people that had worked in the office back then that have not spoken publicly before about their role. And so I think wrestling fans will get a lot out of that new ground that's broken. And I hope that non-wrestling fans, you don't have to like wrestling to like the book, because it's really about who they are as people. Merced Solis is Tito Santana's real name. So for him, I went down to Mission, Texas, where he grew up. Tito Santana is from Tecula, Mexico, which is a fictional town in Mexico. Merced Solis, the real person, is from Mission, Texas. And I was able to go down there and meet up with his cousin and see where he grew up and kind of tell his story, the story of the real person behind the character.
How did you find these guys? I mean, this is one heck of networking. I've interviewed Sergeant Slaughter before, and he was fantastic. But, like, how do you, you know, find these guys? And you don't have to answer this, but did you have to pay them?
Well, it becomes this, you become almost a detective, right? This is like investigative journalism where you're looking at public databases, you're doing internet research, trying to, you know, contact people that might know them. So it took me several months to line up the interviews. And so a couple of them, to your question, yeah, a couple of them wanted me to pay them. And I said, well, I can't. I'm a journalist. It's not public relations. And they would say, well, then I'm not going to talk to you. So my solution was, I said, okay, well, I'll pay you, but I'm going to tell the reader that I'm paying you. So I, full disclosure, disclosed that in the book where that happened.
Yeah, because I know Sarge was one that, and actually, you bring up something really good in the book that, you know, was kind of forgotten about him. But a couple years ago, you know, people give him a really hard time because they realize he didn't serve. But then you kind of defend it to the point where it makes sense. Yes, Bob Remus did not serve. However, Sergeant Slaughter, the character, that's the guy who did it.
Right. And I mean, part of that chapter is like, because until very recently, Bob also, he would not publicly admit that he did not serve. And I was just wondering, well, why is, you know, we all know that it's a show and all these guys speaking out of character now. And Bob clung to that for a long time, I think because it was just so ingrained in them, the guys that trained in the 70s, to protect the business and to not let on. So it becomes, second nature to them to not be out of character.
Yeah, that is a fascinating thing about this book, because like you get to the real guy and you're running with the Iron Sheik, because basically he wanted to kill you back in, what, 2005 or whatever it was.
Right.
How did you reconcile that? And man, good on you for doing that before he passed.
Well, yeah. So things had gone sideways back in 2005 when we were working on a book together. But even after that, we kept in touch here and there over the years. But I had not seen him since he cleaned up and got off all the drugs. So that's the climax of the book is getting back to see him again and having that moment of reunion and seeing how his life kind of came full circle. Being back to Khosrow Vaziri, who is his real name, and not the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, how many times did he call you Bubba?
Yeah, every time he addressed me, or that's what he called his own daughter.
what a fantastic journey, though, man, and to spend time with him, because I'm just like, you know, to see the other side of him. I saw the documentary, but you're like, okay, how much is he on? You know, who's really doing his Twitter? You know, and then, like, you really address, like, you know, does he hate Hulk Hogan? I don't want to say it in the interview because you got to read it to really find out how he feels, and I think it's hilarious just what he is really like behind the scenes. He just seems like a really humble and a funny guy.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes a book different from a documentary. I mean, there's great documentaries, but there's always a camera there, right?
Yeah,
so to some extent, you're very aware of the performative aspect of that. But when you're writing a book, you know, you have your notebook out and maybe again you're recording at times, but I feel like you can get a little closer to the absolute truth through that medium.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck on the book. It's six-pack on the open road in search of WrestleMania. And perfect timing. You know, WrestleMania is this weekend in Philadelphia. Have you been to some WrestleManias? You know, your dad was never a fan, you said. But did you get to, you know, once you got older, like go on your own like I did?
Well, I got to go WrestleMania 20 with the Iron Sheik before he threatened to kill me to WrestleMania 20 in Los Angeles. Went backstage with him that whole weekend. Got to meet Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper and all the people that, you know, from that time.
Yeah. By the way, your Vince chapter is very interesting because in the whole, you know, you confirmed the whole sneezing thing, which is just sounds so.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric Bischoff told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince McMahon does not like people sneezing. It's a sign of weakness. Well, Brad, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I know we got to wrap up, but I love the book. And like I said, even if you're not a wrestling fan, the stories, I mean, these are real people who go out and you know, have done amazing things in their life. And you put it all in perspective in ways that even as a wrestling fan, I didn't realize until I read the book.
Well, thanks. Thanks for reading, Dave. And yeah, please, people, let me know once you read it what you think.
Well, it's so nice to talk to him, man. It was just a kind of a cool story, especially with, like, the Iron Sheik. And if you're not familiar with this, and this is true, yes, the Iron Sheik and Jim Duggan were busted in the 80s in the middle of a feud. They had a big feud together, and the Sheik got stuck at the airport, needed a ride. He rode with Jim Duggan, and you know, they were drinking, and they got pulled over, and the Sheik had a lot of stuff on him you're not supposed to have, and they got in trouble, and they thought it was going to blow over until the next day they made news, and they got fired. It took a long time for the Sheik to come back. Duggan came back pretty quick, but... That full story is in the book, by the way. Fascinating stuff. Thank you, Brad, for taking time to talk with us today. And that was a lot of fun. Appreciate that. Again, my name is Dave Taylor. Next episode we got coming up, we're going to preview WrestleMania 40, both night one and night two. We got the card rundown of what the match order is going to be, so we'll do that. We'll also get that listed up on our website, too, at fm99.com. Looking forward to the WrestleMania happening. Again, you can find us under the media tab at fm99.com or 1069fox.com. And anywhere you listen to the podcast, make sure you follow, subscribe, make sure you get notifications when we post new episodes. There's a lot you want to check out. Again, we had the recent interview with Becky Lynch, which was fantastic, and Sean Durkin, the writer-director of The Iron Claw, the biopic about the Von Erich family. Man, what a heavy movie that was, but it was great to talk to him. So make sure you check that out. And again, it is WrestleMania week. A lot happening. So next episode, we'll be previewing WrestleMania 40. My name is Dave Taylor, and as always, make sure you eat, sleep, podcast, and repeat. Have a great day, everybody.